Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Mornings with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you. Maybe still not here. We're getting very, very close. Thank you for your prayers. What's kind of exciting is that you guys will probably be first to know, because it's a daily Devo. Anyways, we're picking back up with New Morning Mercies. There's a link to it in the description if you guys want to follow along. And this is a good one. I kind of pre-screened it a little bit. And those first few paragraphs that I even read, I was like, oh my Lord. And so very, very excited about it. It says this: prayer is abandoning my addiction to other glories and delighting in the one glory that is truly glorious, the glory of God. Sadly, prayer for many of us has been shrunk to an agenda that is little bigger than asking God for stuff. It has become that spiritual place where we ask God to sign our personal wish lists. For many, it is little more than a repeated cycle of requesting, followed by waiting to see if God in fact comes through. If he does, we celebrate his faithfulness and love. But if he doesn't, we not only wonder if he cares, we are also tempted to wonder if he's there. In this way, prayer often amounts to shopping at the Trinitarian department store for things that you have told yourself you need with the hope that they will be free. But consider the Lord's Prayer for a moment. It doesn't look anything like what I've just described. This prayer is a prayer of worship and a prayer of surrender. It recognizes at the deepest level the war that still goes on in my heart between the kingdom of self and the kingdom of God. It faces the fact that I can be so blind to the glory of God, and as I am, I become captured by the small glories of the created world. It does more surrendering and celebrating than it does asking. And the asking that it does is in the context not of self-glory, wishing, but rather in the context of submission and worship. How does this prayer begin? It begins by reminding you of the most astounding reality of your life. It begins with the celebration of grace, our Father in heaven. You and I must never stop celebrating this reality. God, the Creator, King, Savior, and Lord exercised his power and grace so that people like us would become his children. What's next? Hallowed be your name. Here I surrender myself to the agenda of agendas. It is the reason the world was made. It is why you and I were created. It was all brought into being so that God would get the glory that he is due. Here, I let go of all the other glories that I may lay claim to my wandering heart. Here, I find my motivation for all that I do. Here, I cry out for the rescuing grace for my disloyal heart. Then, this model of prayer hits its bottom line. The next words contain comfort and a call. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The comfort is that the Father in redeeming love has graciously chosen to give us his kingdom. He blesses us with his rule, which is always wise, always loving, faithful, true, gracious, and good. And in doing so, rescues us from our little kingdoms of one. The call is to let go of our vice grip hold on our little kingdoms and give ourselves to his kingdom of glory and grace. It is only when our hearts have been protected by the worship and celebration of these requests that we are able to properly pray what comes next. And I had never really thought about that way. You all know that Tori and I love different prayer strategies, like the ACTS prayer strategy, which is A-C-T-S. You begin your prayer with A, adoration, C, confession, T, thanksgiving, then S, supplication, which is, you know, letting your quests be known to God, your requests be known to God. But wow, like when scripture says, Jesus said, pray like this: our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Seeing, like, it just, sometimes it's so easy to feel disconnected from that because I don't always understand what I'm praying. Like, I know what I'm praying, but what about my conversation with the Lord? You know what I mean? But when you start to break that down and you see what Paul David Tripp was saying in this devotional about how there's worship in that prayer, there's surrender in that prayer, there's celebration in that prayer. And then there is also inquiring to God. But I feel like so often we just look at prayer, just like what this devotional said, which really convicted me. I don't know how it hit you all, but it really hit me. It has become a spiritual place where we ask God to sign our personal wish lists. For many, it is a little more than a repeated cycle of requesting followed by waiting to see if God in fact comes through. And if he does, we celebrate his faithfulness and love. But if he doesn't, we not only wonder if he cares, but we wonder if he's there. How often is that us? Are you someone who's afraid to pray because you're afraid God may say no? I'm guilty of that. Are you someone who has your faith really tested or tried or weakened whenever your prayer doesn't get answered? Are you someone who really only finds yourself celebrating God whenever he does answer your prayer? I think all of us are guilty of those in different capacities, and I think all of us can work on that. I really enjoyed this devotional. I really enjoyed seeing the breakdown of the way Jesus taught us to pray and what that means to our hearts and how it ministers to our soul, because it's so easy for us to be captured by little glories. And you and I both know, we both know those things will not satisfy us. We know it, but we run back and we run back. It's so interesting the way our hearts work. And that's why I think it's so important. You know, like, I don't remember the exact references, but you see in scripture where it's just like, guard your heart for everything flows from it, right? But then you see another scripture that says your heart is wicked and it can be a deceiver. I don't remember the exact references. I need to go find those. So receive that the way it is. But, you know, it's interesting how our heart can just have desires and we need to make sure that those desires are put in their place. And we need to have the one key desire, which is our desire for the Lord, to be in its place. And guess why? It's for our good and his glory. Like, it's for our good. And again, you all know that. I know that, but we need to remember that. Because why is it so easy for us to be captured by things of the world? Why is it so easy for us to, you know, on Sunday, be worshiping and praising, and it's like, y'all, God just really spoke to me. But then, you know, middle of next week, we're just kind of in that same kind of funk where we're just like, you know, I'm not really sure. I'm just kind of confused, like what God's doing in my life right now. And that's not the case for everybody, but, you know, we all have different peaks and valleys and times where, again, where we're feeling really, 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 really close to God and times where we feel a little bit further away from God, which is normal, by the way. But I would challenge you, just like I'm challenging me, is, are we feeling close to God because we're feeling blessed by God? And are we feeling far away from God because we're not feeling blessed by God? And I would just challenge that to know that even if he doesn't, he is still good, like what we see in Daniel. And we can worship him in his goodness and the way he blesses us. But we also have to make sure that we're not letting our hearts start to treat him like a genie in a bottle. You know, and so in those down times, we want to make sure that those become strength builders, not strength weakeners. And so, yeah, this is just a really fun devotional, and I felt pretty convicted about that personal wish list and asking God to sign off on it. Anyways, I'm going to pray a sign out. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours forever and ever. Amen. Well, y'all, now is that perfect time to break out the worship music, break out the journal, and continue pressing to the Lord. Don't forget that you are God's masterpiece, and don't forget that we love you. We love you, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Aloha.